The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So the bases are loaded. What a tremendous situation this is right now.
Look at all of these penguins. These birds are playing a game. The ball is an egg and they cannot fly. The league commissioner is Adolf Refai. So it's flap, the flap on the ice rink. We hope these birds are aware that it's penguin baseball and the world can't help but stare.
What started as a joke on June 30th, Patreon episode 225, titled Chatterbox 13, and then continued as a joke on July 14th, 2023, Patreon episode 227, episode titled Penguin Access 1. Penguin Baseball, or the Penguin Baseball League, which is a league made up entirely of penguins and hopefully other birds, depending on Aaron Keefe's permission, is now a reality. We welcome you today to the first ever Penguin Baseball League draft. I'm your commissioner, Adol Refai. Let's meet our team owners. Please welcome Casey Tony, Janet Varney, JPC, and Aaron Keefe. Welcome, team owners.
We really did another episode in between those two things where we did talk about Penguin Baseball in a Chatterbox, then had a whole ass other episode.
What did we do?
We're like, that was Harmony Space Station, if you can believe that, Aaron.
I can't.
I remember thinking after the Chatterbox, the next time I do a Patreon, I am going to shoehorn in some Penguin Baseball. And shoehorn I did, and you all put up with it and played along, and here we are.
And in classic Hey Riddle Riddle fashion, we couldn't get organized fast enough for March of the Penguins. So it is April of the Penguins, which is the most cursed month for it to be.
This is,
and I know what
April
you're thinking.
Of the Penguins.
Weren't there 10 months in between where you could have done any one of those other 10 months? Yeah, sure. Whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah, but fuck
you guys.
You're
not my boss.
One after March is the funniest. We all agree one after March.
One after
is
March
funniest.
Is the funniest.
One removed, yeah. Yes.
Janet, we're sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not enough.
Okay, name your price and we'll Venmo you.
Janet, I'm willing to go up to three varies on how sorry we are.
Okay, I will say, here's what's going to happen. And this is, I'm choosing this totally at random, but I am going to reserve the right to steal one of Adol's draft picks as recompense.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's fair, it only affects Adol. That's good.
Yes, and.
Well, it's his fault that all of this is happening at the degree and fever that it is happening.
Fever pitch.
Yep.
Fever pitch.
And can we remake that movie with penguins, Aaron? That's the question. Is there a penguin that
Adol, I'll start working on it now.
I was going to say, this is going to sound weird,
she
but
left
it is already
room.
Being worked on. It's already being worked
on,
but not by us.
I'll have it on your desk by
totally
Monday morning,
studio.
Adol.
Well, we are here at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells, the headquarters for Penguin Baseball, of course, where all penguins like to go to play and bring their families. Let's go ahead and introduce our teams. Why don't Aaron Keefe, since you are working on a script for Never Been Kissed with Penguins or whatever we said.
That's what we said.
Can you please go ahead and introduce your team? Let us know name, hometown, mascot, etc. And everyone else, if we want to pull up Aaron's design to take a look here.
I have a quick editing question, Adol.
Yes.
I'll just put it on the pod real quick. I don't know anything about drafts, but when I see like videos of them on Twitter and stuff, there's a bunch of people in the audience and they clap and stuff like that. Do we need to do full sound design with applause every time a team is named and a player is picked?
I think that would be pretty exhausting.
Okay.
Cool. So yes.
All right. So yes.
Wait, we're posting the video of this, right? Because why did I wear my 1990s NBA draft suit that is four times too big if we're not...
Oh, I thought you shrunk.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Four times too big and veneer white. Aaron, please introduce us to your team.
My team, which is the best team, is the Boston Waddlers.
Best team.
We're the underdogs of the league. We haven't won in 100 years. We're sort of the Cubs, Red Sox when they were in that dry spell. Our mascot is Wimpy Waddler, and he's just a little guy who's trying his best.
This is so cute.
Play at Dunkin' Donuts Presents Fucking Lemonade Culotta Park, and it is in Revere, Massachusetts.
Oh, interesting.
Spelled like Paul Revere?
Yes.
It's named after him, I assume.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so that's the Boston Waddlers. I would love your support as a team. We really are the underdog. So GPC's team is famously like the Yankees of this league. They're the villains. They're the hated ones.
Okay.
So if you're
There's
not going to support me,
cap.
Support the other three.
There's no salary cap. So we're not doing anything wrong just because we're getting the best penguins.
Well, there is. I'm so sorry. I should have said up top. There is a salary cap. So famously, penguins love to eat celery. Makes them big and strong so they can hit the egg really far. There is a celery cap, which is 10 pounds of celery.
I am looking at the Boston Waddlers, and I can definitely tell you that it looks like they are well under their celery cap. Because, Aaron, this looks to me like it is a baby penguin. Is that correct?
It is a baby penguin, and his hat's a little too big for his head, and that was the instructions that I gave. What do we think of the Boston Waddlers? Do I have all of your support? Would you buy this merch? Would you support this team?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You said you wanted the eyes to be cartoonishly large, even for a cartoon, and you have achieved this wide-eyed wonder. Look at this thing. This thing just got born, and can't wait to...
Play baseball.
Can't wait to play baseball.
Yeah, Aaron, I would just say without this logo, I would want your team's reign of losses to last for 1,000 years. Yeah. But right now, you're the number one contender. Yeah. This is too cute.
Thank you.
Aaron, this is a very cute logo. These guys are losing 150 games this year. Easy.
Well, I should say each team's mascot is not their entire playing stable. It's just the mascot.
I understand. But if I'm going to war and my mascot is like a bouquet of flowers, I'm losing the war, you know?
That's actually pretty
good. Know how sharp his teeth are. You can't see his teeth. Do penguin have teeth?
That's the problem. I can't see his teeth.
Yeah, we don't have to see his teeth, right? We'll never see his teeth, I hope, right?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What if he opens his mouth and he has like the alien like extra grabber like mouth, you know, thing? Like...
pretty great. Mm-hmm, well, that's my team. Yep.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Aaron, you have my full support. I will be buying merch. And we should say Penguin Baseball, the ball is the egg. That is our official slogan for PBL. Penguin Baseball, the ball is the egg.
I forgot about that.
By the time people are listening to this, will merch for all of these logos be available in the Hey Riddle Riddle store?
Casey, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to bring it up at the end of our introduction of all 5 days.
Well, I just want that way people can see what we're talking about, too, you know?
Yeah.
Casey, absolutely. If you go to tpublic.com and type in Hey Riddle Riddle, you will be directed to our merch store. We have some incredible designs. All five teams, plus the league itself, the PBL league itself, do have designs in the merch store now. Those were all created by the outstanding Ariel Sinha. You can find Ariel Sinha on Instagram at Ariel Sinhaha, spelled A-R-I-E-L-S-I-N. H-A-H-A.
And you know what? Here's what I'll say. I'll say we'll probably be posting all the links in the show description, too. So you can check out her work and our merch in the show description.
Absolutely. JPC, since you just talked, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to your team?
Okay. I would like to introduce everyone to the Naptown Road Warriors, continuing in the very... In the proud tradition.
Oh my God. We should have communicated.
So threatening.
In the proud tradition of.
The opposite of me. Oh no.
This isn't safe. This isn't safe.
No, I'm going to get destroyed.
Oh yeah, nobody's going to be safe. And I should also say the Naptown Road Warriors, not named after any additional or any external properties or IPs. This is a whole cloth invention, the Naptown Road Warriors, and the proud tradition of motorsports in the Crossroads of America, the city of Indianapolis. Our mascot, of course, is Birdie, the Naptown Bloodbird.
oh my God!
Witness him.
witness him.
Completely not related to anything else.
Witness him.
Behold, cowards.
We technically do play penguin baseball, but we play it in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is a mile-long track, which is traditionally reserved for NASCAR and Formula One races. But we lay down some turf and we play some good old-fashioned penguin baseball. And again, we are not the bad guys. We are not the bad birds of penguin baseball, okay? There's no morality in penguin baseball.
I had decided that you were the bad guys before I saw your logo, and wouldn't you know it, I guessed correct.
There's no morality in penguin baseball. I said it once, I said it a million times. There's only strength, there's only power, and there's only fear and respect. And that is what the Naptown Road Warriors try to be.
Yeah. Now, and we should say there's also... Oh, please.
Well, I just wanted a little more information on the skull that's attached to the front of the vehicle. Yeah. Now, is that a former player? Is it, like, whose skull is that?
Is it the opposition?
A lot of people say that that's a warning, but what we like to say in the Naptown Road Warriors is that's a promise.
Okay, great. How heartening.
Yeah.
That makes it nice.
I'm dying. I love it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.